Otman Zolati. That's a name you are going to hear more and more and more about. So what about this for a story? He grew up in a conservative Moroccan home. His life was planned out, right? Become an engineer, work a 9-to-5 job. But he says his dreams grew too big. And one day he decided to set out on an epic journey, traveling by foot, bicycle, and skateboard from Casablanca to Cape Town. He had nothing but a borrowed camera, $80 in his pocket, and perhaps a little bit of stubbornness, tenacity, maybe even naivete. And he walked, he hitchhiked, he cycled, and he skateboarded over 30,000 kilometers through 24 countries over 4 years. It's a fantastic new documentary called Africa and I, the resulting documentary of this travel, and it's going to be streamed first and only on Showmax. And Otman joins us now on the line. Otman, what an incredible, incredible story. I suppose the first question I must ask you is, are you crazy?
That's what everybody think.
What made you decide to do this?
I would say curiosity. When I was a kid in Morocco, I was always curious to see what's behind the mountains, what's this continent that they always tell us about in media, that they always show us these bad stories about it. I wanted to see it with my eyes, with fresh eyes, and see if it's real or no.
I suppose you being Moroccan in a strange way is not all that dissimilar to how South Africans feel about the continent. You're at the top, we're right at the bottom, and we don't always feel as if we are a part of this continent.
Correct, correct. This is why I made this documentary film. We always feel that we are, I don't know, we are from another continent. We always say, oh, I'm going to Africa. It's inside your mind. That's what the media always shows us. But we don't realize that we are a part of this continent too. And this documentary is showing that this diversity that we have, this is what Africa is, the diversity of South Africa, Morocco, North Africa, West Africa, East Africa, everything is different.
But of course, I mean, there would have been real concerns nonetheless, particularly from your parents, your family, people who loved you. They would have been concerned because, yes, there's diversity. Yes, there are some beautiful places and beautiful people. But there are also all kinds of challenges, including disease, malaria, for example. There are areas on the continent that are not secure war zones. Tell me about your travels.
Yeah, when I started this trip, I knew that there is adventures on my way. I knew that I will find obstacles. I knew that I will have diseases, but this is part of the adventure. You're not going to deny it. So I decided to just travel and do it, no matter how hard it is. Of course, I got malaria 3 times. I got bilharzia. I got caught in a war zone between Ethiopia and Kenya, in Mali as well. You know, it's there, but there is also the other side of the story. There is also the positive side of the story that we don't see in the media. This, of course, we see it always, but what I'm showing in the documentary is what we really don't see and what we don't know.
And you got to live with some of these folks. I mean, you weren't just passing through. You had to work, I understand, in Senegal, for example, to try and pay, obviously, for your provisions in Mali, in Zanzibar. You did all sorts of jobs.
Yes, correct, because I started with $80 on my pocket. I didn't have enough money to start with. And you shouldn't wait until you are 100% prepared to start this kind of journey. You have to just do it once you set up your mind. Otherwise, you're going to wait all your life, and probably one day you're going to regret why you didn't do it. Yeah, so I was working on my way. Like, I worked in Senegal as a fisherman, as a mechanic in Mali. I sold shoes in Ivory Coast. I worked as a tourist guide in Zanzibar, even though I was a tourist myself. Yeah, I have to do all these kind of jobs. And a photographer in hotels and restaurants, just to get me some money to keep moving on this journey.
And then you were lost in the desert for about 5 days.
Yeah, that one of the That's one of the stories in my documentary, where I'm showing how I got lost in a desert for 5 days with not enough food and water, and being on this really very hard conditions and hot weather, sand on your face. And at that moment, I didn't know if I would make it or no, if I'm going to make it out of this desert. But I had to just keep pushing my bicycle on the sand until I've seen the lake after 5 days.
At what point were you most scared?
At that moment, when I was between Ethiopia and Kenya, when I got lost in a desert, I was scared. I didn't know if I would see my family again. I didn't know what would happen. I had to just keep pushing and see what's going to happen. Either I'm going to make it or I will be there in the desert for all my life.
Goodness me. How did you film this? I mean, I understand you had this broken camera with you, but how did the documentary come about?
So basically, I was filming the whole journey during 4 years by myself with two cameras. And once I arrived here in Cape Town and they met a production company here in Cape Town, we decided to give this footage a nice interview, like that we can put all the pieces together. So we filmed an interview where I'm speaking in front of the camera, telling all my stories. And then from that, we assembled the interview with the footage that I have. And it brought a really nice piece.
I can't wait to see it in its entirety. Tell me about that moment when you finally reached your destination, reaching Cape Agulhas. What went through your head?
That was, you know, when someone's dreams come true finally. But the problem is, for me it was, I was super happy to reach finally my goal after 4 years of all these obstacles, problems, you know, you name it. But the problem, it was after that, I got really depressed because here I am. I reached my goal. What now? This is when things go wrong. I was depressed for almost 2 months because imagine for 4 years I was working for something. I was trying to reach my dream destination, which is Cape Agulhas. And then boom, finally I reached it. What now? That's when you realize you have to always, it's the best thing is the journey itself. It's not the destination.
And I think that's true for life itself. Otman, what an incredible story. The documentary is on Showmax. It's called Africa and I, and I think it is probably the most riveting thing you are going to see this year. It's on Showmax, and I think it's worth seeing. Here's a little snippet of the trailer.
This is something that I've been fighting to finish for 4 years. I reached it today. To understand, I have to take you back to the beginning, where my journey started.